It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get ideas flowing in for a caller-only program where your ideas for future segments are the topic of conversation. And along the way, we recall great discussions and memorable on-air moments. Your participation is vital. Let's hear what programs you want us to put together in coming weeks and months and what you want to learn more about, what deserves more attention, a deeper dive. Join in this caller-only program at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email your show ideas to ideas@wpr.org. We heard from Kathy, called in during a previous caller only to show appreciation for our book-related conversations. And Kathy recalled one show about loons, another about the Slenderman case, and asked for more programs by Wisconsin authors or involving books with Wisconsin subjects. We recently talked with author Michael Schumacher about his new book on Lake Superior shipwrecks. And here's Schumacher talking about the famous Edmund Fitzgerald.
The Fitzgerald's an interesting study because you can't even visit that shipwreck anymore. You cannot photograph that shipwreck anymore because it's in Canadian water, not by much, I think by about 100 yards, but it's in Canadian water, and the Canadian government passed a law that says no more, which is, to me, in a way, because I'm not an underwater archaeologist like a lot of these people are, that's a grave site. 29 men lost their lives on that boat, and presumably they're all still on that boat. And, it's a gravesite. And so what people take off of these ships and how much they disturb them, that's changed dramatically over the years.
And that is Kenosha author Michael Schumacher, whose new book is called Too Much Sea for Their Decks, Shipwrecks of Minnesota's North Shore and Isle Royal. Hearing your ideas for future conversations, call in at 800-642-1234 with your show ideas. Let's bring in Chris in Port Wing. Chris, hi, what's on your mind?
Hi, I think it'd be great to have a program on how Focus on Energy is going to roll out the new grant program. The Inflation Reduction Act has a grant program for energy-efficient appliances and also heat pumps, HVA systems. These grants are going to be in addition to the tax credit program that you can already take advantage of. So you can get a big tax credit, like $2,000 off your HVA system if you put in a heat pump, a mini split. But towards the end of the year, this is going to turn also into a grant program. So low-income households are going to be able to afford conduction ranges, and they're going to be able to afford heat pumps for their home and get better, more efficient air conditioning and heating systems. It's going to be a great program, and I'm sure somebody at Focus on Energy will be able to fill you all in on it.
Chris, thank you for that. Have you been able to take advantage of the program at all or in any way? Do you have your eye on a piece of it?
Yeah, I'm actually going to get a tax credit on an electric vehicle, which will be about $7,500 off my income tax from the federal government. And then I'm going to get probably a tax credit on a heat pump system for the home, so that'll be $2,000 to $3,000 off a system that will probably cost about $5,000 to $6,000. Now, if I was low income by typical low income standards, you're going to get granted most of the cost of this. So it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for those of us who don't have as high incomes, but as someone who's doing well, I'll be able to get some significant tax credits. I'll probably also get, have you ever tried a conduction range top?
Have not, no. Oh, have you?
It's unbelievable. So I make tea every morning.
And I do too.
Boil water. Well, on my gas range, which is a nice, modern, brand new gas range, it takes about 4.5 to 5 minutes. I was at a friend's house that got a conduction electric range. I put the teapot on, and I turned around to talk to this friend down in Stevens Point, and he said, turn around, your pot's boiling. It was about 30 seconds.
Wow. Wow. Well, Chris, thank you so much for calling in. And I want to just give props to a show we did earlier this year with Kathy Kuntz, who directs Dane County's Office of Energy and Climate Change, was on our show in February talking about the Inflation Reduction Act in tax credits for clean energy projects. We'll certainly do some more digging, and we appreciate you being a part of the conversation. You can join in with your thoughts and ideas for future programs at 800-642-1234. Francis in Watertown requested a program about housing choices for seniors. And last month, we explored a care facility in the Netherlands that allows people with dementia to live in a village setting and whether that concept could work here in Wisconsin. Here is Eloy van Hall, one of the founders of the Hoekhuis.
So all the people that are living in the Hoekhuis need skilled nursing, long-term care. And so they are living with advanced dementia and have also other health issues. And so it looks like a normal neighborhood, Dutch neighborhood, but it is, in fact, skilled nursing what we deliver in a such a normal way that when you don't know, you just walk in a neighborhood where you see people and meet people, maybe a little bit more in a wheelchair because some people, 40% is in a wheelchair, but you see just people and chatting and socializing and walking around.
That conversation taking us to the Netherlands as we explored their dementia villages. What should we explore next here on The Morning Show? Call in with your show ideas at 800-642-1234. You can email them to ideas@WPR.org. Chris called in and asked for a program analyzing how Wisconsin could become a safer place for trans people and trans rights. And we talked about the topic with Sue Huntenberg, president of a Wisconsin chapter of PFLAG, an organization dedicated to supporting, educating, and advocating for LGBTQ plus people and their families. And here's a moment where Sue reflected on legislation targeting the rights of transgender people this year.
With the number of bills that have been introduced throughout the United States, over 500 so far this year, we're seeing a lot of anxiety in parents and and anxiety in kids. We can't pretend that the kids aren't noticing this. They are. They said about 70% of kids are paying attention to legislation in other states, and it significantly impacts their mental health. So I think we're seeing more anxiety from folks just because of the environment in the country.
And more recently, here on The Morning Show, we discussed the reintroduction of Republican-backed legislation in Wisconsin that would ban transgender athletes from participating in sports consistent with their gender identity. You're with us for a color-only program as we gather up your interests for future segments this summer and beyond, and we listen back to some conversation highlights. What do you think we should be doing next? What should be getting more attention in these times? What do you want people to know about? Drop us a line, 800-642-1234. Email ideas@WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's a caller-only program on The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is a color-only program. That means, thanks to our producers, we have hundreds of guests each year who bring their knowledge and experience to share with Wisconsin and beyond. And we want to know, whom do you want to hear from? What are your ideas for future segments? Keeping the conversation going. Join in with your show ideas at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email ideas@WPR.org. We have Julia in Madison now. Hi, Julia.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for bringing me on. I would really like to hear from the mayor's office. How are they addressing the issue, specifically affordable senior housing? I've been in conversations with them and trying to get a senior housing committee going. We have all these high-rise, extremely expensive places being built, but nothing for seniors, people that have built Madison up, people that have, you know, been here in the forefront, and now they can't afford to stay in their homes, and they don't know what to do.
Are you talking about independent living, affordable senior housing for independent living, or other types of care? Okay.
Yeah, no, definitely independent living. I mean, it could be a, like, I know of a program in California. They have nonprofit senior communities, apartments, such, being built, but very affordable for those individuals that can no longer afford to live in their home. They're healthy, they're in great shape, but it's just got too expensive tax-wise, et cetera. And I would really like to see a discussion about how are we helping our seniors in housing.
And maybe we could take a look at that California model of a nonprofit a senior living community and what perhaps it could offer here in Wisconsin. Julia, thank you so much for raising that and bringing that show idea. You can bring yours at 800-642-1234. Email your show ideas to ideas@wpr.org. So during another caller-only program, Eugene asked for more conversations about weather. And last month, we talked with Wisconsin farmers about drought affecting their crops. Here are a few parts from our conversation with Derek Orth, who owns a farm in Fenimore.
Some of them look pretty good, but we've also had some like that we planted June 1st. So we didn't actually, the corn didn't come out of the ground until this past weekend. We got a little shower on Saturday, we got a shower on Monday or Tuesday, and it, usually corn in June takes 5 or 6 days to germinate, and this took 35 days. So it's it's kind of scary. If we had a normal summer the next 2 to 3 months, I think we'd be okay. But if the next 2 months mimic the last 2 months, we will definitely be short on feed. I think everybody's nervous. We've had a little more rain than like north of Madison and some other parts of the state and you know, other parts of the nation. So I think we are a little better than some places, but everybody is nervous.
Keeping tabs on the farming community and how the growing season is doing with Derek Orth there, who owns a farm in Fenimore. You can bring your segment ideas and your guest ideas, 800-642-1234 for this caller-only program. Share what's on your mind as we revisit bits and pieces of conversations that aired on our program. And we want to know, what should the morning show cover next? This is a caller-only program where we gather up all your show ideas and the topics you think could use more time and attention. What topics or issues are important to you? Be part of this caller-only program. The number is 800-642-1234. Email your show ideas to ideas@wpr.org. During a previous caller-only, Louise in Milwaukee and Margot in Menominee, they asked for more programs looking at how people in Wisconsin can deal with climate change. And we talked with state climatologist Steve Avaris about his office's research to keep state leaders and others informed about the changing climate.
A couple of ways. So one way is basic research. So that's just sort of curiosity-driven research. One question that's come up just since I've been at the helm here this year is it appears from the data that we've had a significant increase in the amount of snowfall in Wisconsin since records began in the late 1800s by about 1 foot per winter. And so that's a very significant increase, but it's not clear if that's real or if that's just spurious because of differences in how snow measurements have been made over the years. So that's basic research. And then there's applied research. So that's things like a specific question that someone might have to try to, say, improve farming operations. So for instance, can we provide information that would provide them when are the best times to plant, or when are the best times to spray, when are dangerous times to spray? So things like that that are very practical and very applied, those are also information and research that our office can now provide.
As we look at the expertise of Steve Vavaris, state climatologist, and learn more about Wisconsin's changing weather and climate change, you can join in as this program is dedicated to you and what you want to bring to the morning show. It's a caller-only program. Maybe you have guest ideas on climate change or another topic. Call in now at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org, as we'd love to hear from you. This summer, we are producing a series of conversations with musicians recognized by the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards. And we recently spoke with Milwaukee area musician Ian McCullough, also known as Culla. Here's Culla responding to a caller asking whether his music could calm the soul.
As far as calming the soul, that's something that I've intentionally made in my music since the beginning for 16 years. The first 5-6 years I would make the music just to calm my own soul, truly. And I wouldn't release it or even share it with anyone. But then I would start to release them. And then I would get great feedback from people that would tell me incredible experiences that they would have about how the music made them feel and how it would get them through very hard times, sometimes quite graphic and very uncomfortable times that they're describing to me. So I truly believe that that is a part of my vocation and my mission here.
Culla's newest album is called Firebird. It was named the most unique album of the year by the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards. And maybe you have an idea for a musician that you'd like to hear from. Call in with your show ideas at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Larry in Three Lakes. Hi, Larry. What are your ideas?
I have two ideas. One is the proposal, bipartisan proposal, to make retirement income in Wisconsin non-taxable. And the second is a futurist, something like Thomas Friedman. Would be very interesting to hear from.
And why do you want to talk with a futurist? What is on your mind?
Well, I think there are some existential threats to our planet and to many people's jobs. So I think that there's going to be an acceleration of change over the next 5 to 10 years, and that should be of great concern.
We've had some conversations recently about artificial intelligence and how that will change economies and change so many different industries. Do you have interest there in conversations like that?
Certainly. That will affect a lot of folks, whether they realize it or not. And so that is a piece of it, no question about it.
And Larry, before I let you go here, on the first idea on retirement income being non-taxable, have you reached out to your lawmakers, or how have you been able to talk about that, that in your own community?
I'd have to say that I've only really read one article where there was some bipartisan discussion about making retirement income non-taxable in Wisconsin, and certainly of interest to me since I am a retiree.
Okay, well.
But I think that's going to be very important as our average age in Wisconsin continues to climb.
Well, Larry, thank you so much for that conversation, for those show ideas, one about retirement income and the other about futurists topics. You can join in with your show ideas along the way, 800-642-1234. We heard from Marcy in Mineral Point, called and says that they would like to hear programs that are unrelated to identity politics. Marcy wants to talk about issues that unite all Americans, that find common ground, and offers this, for instance, hearing from a psychologist on day-to-day living issues, personality issues, cultural issues. Marcy, thank you so much for that show idea as we open up the lines to find out where you want to take the morning show next. Let's talk about the programming you want to hear this summer and beyond. 800-642-1234 is that number. What questions do you want us to explore? What kind of programming would help your family's life and well-being, your state of mind? Be part of this caller only, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We invite your ideas for future segments on this caller-only program. And the ideas, they're endless on what could make a segment. In recent days, case in point, we've talked about digging for dinosaur fossils, restoring wild rice, childhood vaccines, local government funding, and the buzz around Barbenheimer. Do you listen for discussions on politics, health, education, advice, something else? Join in with your show topics, show ideas. The number is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Christy in Stevens Point. Christy, hi. What is your idea?
Hi, Kate. I thought it would be good if there was a show focused on ADHD in adults, and in particular women. I feel like a lot of attention is given on ADHD diagnoses for children, and oftentimes that's when problems present. But there are a lot of people who go through their childhood undiagnosed and find out in adulthood that it's something they've struggled with without having the name.
Christy, thank you for that idea. Signs, symptoms, treatment for ADHD, attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder. Another angle on a healthcare conversation. Thank you so much for calling in, Christy. Let's go to Katie in Wausau with an idea. Katie, hi.
Hi. Hi, hi, Kate.
Hi. Good name.
So my idea is, I've been a little bit concerned about the issues regarding the so-called daycare desert issues. For example, Wausau is going to be going through like a school merger process starting next year. My son will be starting kindergarten at that time. And I'm now realizing that there is a lack of before and after school daycare programs, especially in my community. And I do know that a lot of other communities are experiencing the same thing. I have a year to figure it out, but I may have to change my hours and possibly go into work a little bit later in order to get my son to school, because I'm finding that I'm coming up with a lot of dead ends trying to find before and after school daycare programs. I guess I'm just a little unclear and not sure where to start, and I guess maybe just offering more opportunities or just maybe not making it so difficult to find those opportunities if they are out there.
That's interesting, because when we talk about daycare deserts, we think of full-day daycares for little ones, but you're really focusing now on those early elementary years and especially entering 4K. Some 4K programs are only half days as well, and so if that child is let out around noon or so, where does the child go? Katie, is that an issue as well?
That is an issue, and also the very few programs that are available have very long waiting lists, so you're not really even guaranteed a spot. My son is currently attending a daycare, and if the question is if they offer busing to the school that he will be attending next year, It will actually be the only school, one of the only schools in the area left open, because a lot of the schools will be shutting down because of the merger. If they do provide busing to this school, even though he's already attending this daycare, he is not guaranteed a spot on the bus to get to school.
Wow.
So it's just, right now it's concerning because I'm not sure how to prepare for next year.
That is such an important issue to surface, Katie. Thank you so much for calling in. You can do so as well with issues you're facing in your life, things that are coming up, and experts you want advice from, or bigger conversations we need to have in Wisconsin, like care issues. The number to join in with your show ideas is 800-642-1234. Email ideas@wpr.org. Heard from Val in Eau Claire, wrote in by email and says, would love to hear about everyday sustainability. So Val wonders, what can I do in my everyday life to make a small difference in climate change? A short list of ideas from Val: climate-friendly household products for conversation, lawn practices, and energy production, available tax credits, and sustainable agriculture. Val, thank you so much for that list of show ideas. And we also have an email here from Monica in Stoughton. Monica wants to know more about the cost of healthcare and insurance. And Monica suggests exploring the direct-to-provider model, where the patient pays the provider a fee without involving insurance. Monica, thank you for that angle on healthcare conversations. And maybe you have another angle on healthcare that you want to surface. 800-642-1234 is the number to join in the conversation. We are also receiving a few guest suggestions by email. The national transgender activist Ellie Krug, Dan Flores, the author of Coyote America, and Willie Carver Jr., a former Kentucky Teacher of the Year who wrote the book this year called Gay Poems for Red States. Call in with your ideas for guests, authors you would love to hear from and call in to kick a conversation ahead. And the number to call in with your ideas is 800-642-1234. In our politics coverage this year, the state's new two-year budget has been a major theme of our conversations here. And in June, we talked with Republican Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam, who co-chairs the legislature's influential Joint Finance Committee. So here's Representative Bourne on the budget, including $2 million to help the Green Bay Packers host the NFL draft in 2025.
I think that we were excited to be partners with the Green Bay tourism folks on bringing really a massive national event to Wisconsin and to Green Bay. We know because of the size of this event, it's going to go a lot further than just Green Bay. I think it's likely that people will be staying in hotels in my district, which is 2 hours, 90 minutes to 2 hours south of Green Bay. So we're going to see a wide impact throughout the state, as well as some really great national attention to this state, and have a really great event. And I think that events of that size, it's perfectly reasonable for the state to be a partner in that type of massive tourism draw to the state.
That was Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam. And just a heads up on our state capitol report, we often hear from lawmakers and the latest legislation that is circulating around the capitol. You can hear our state capitol report every Monday morning at 7. Bring your show ideas. Maybe they're lawmakers. Maybe it's politics. Another topic of conversation, 800-642-1234. April is with us now, heading toward Washburn, I believe. April, hi. Hi, April. Can you hear us? I think we're having some issues there with April. Let's go to Pat now in Duluth, Minnesota. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I was just wondering and hoping that there could be more programs on nature and animals and nature, like plants and everything in Wisconsin. And I know that a lot of insects are in decline and birds, and maybe just programs on that and how people can even help if they have any land or are able. But I guess more nature and mm-hmm. the ecosystem.
how does nature influence your life personally, may I ask, Pat, up in Duluth?
Oh, I take insect pictures, and mm-hmm. I give classes on gardening for insects and birds. So I'm really aware of how things are changing and even have changed just in our yard. It's, you know, how plants are coming out earlier. The bees aren't there yet. So I just see that up close. And I would love to hear more about that, other people talking about that.
Do you see the effects as well on Lake Superior?
I think it might be getting a bit warmer, but I'm not mm-hmm. a real expert on water and the temperature and that. But we do have algae blooms now, and mm-hmm. we never had those before. So I think that just means it's warming.
Well, Pat, I appreciate your show focus and the ideas that you bring to the table. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it.
We love your show. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's try April again. April, are you there? Oh, and April came back. We still can't hear April. So hopefully we'll be able to get that suggestion down, April. Sorry that we're having those issues. You know, after Democratic Governor Tony Evers signed the 2-year state budget in July, we talked with the governor on our program. And here's Governor Evers responding to Republican criticism that a partial veto extending school funding raises for 400 years could drive up property taxes in the future.
Always concerned about that. And that, you know, I suppose if somebody deliberately wanted to mess with the system, that could happen. But there's always been money to moderate or actually negate property tax increases. And that's what we would do. So for him to say that, that's assuming that the Republicans aren't going to put any more money into public schools and protect property taxpayers. I can't believe that that's exactly what they want to do. If they do, I would veto that. We have to have a system that make sure that our property taxpayers are covered and mitigate against large property tax increases. But we also have to give some guarantees to the schools at the same time. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. I'm sad that they think that they can't do that. It's easy.
That's Governor Tony Evers, high-profile Wisconsinite there as we check in. But we also talk with guests from all walks of life. Bring your show ideas now, 800-642-1234. Andrew is with us in Manitowoc. Andrew, hi.
Hello.
What is, yeah, go ahead.
There'd be some more discussion on illegal immigration and how it affects the state. There was just a recent article in the local Manitowoc paper about a individual that was arrested and I guess convicted or whatever for drug distribution. And apparently it was a illegal that had been deported 6 times previously. And now he was being sentenced and put in jail apparently here.
And what particular guest idea or immigration is a large issue, as you know. Is there a specific focus? Is it, crime or is it another aspect? Like, what do you want to focus in specifically here on immigration?
I think specifically on how the distribution and basically of the illegal immigrants is being done by the Biden administration. And I suppose supported by Governor Evers in bringing them to the state here and not tracking them, or that's, as I understand, there's very little tracking of where they are and what they're doing during that time and how many are like this person. Granted, to say this is only one person, one bad apple, but how many bad apples are there in our state right now?
Andrew, thank you for that question. Thank you for calling in with show ideas. Nan in Milwaukee wrote to us by email. Nan's looking for a program about heat islands and what can be done with unresponsive property managers and landlords. Nan says heat islands are a serious problem in Milwaukee and other cities across the country. You can join in as we collect future show ideas from you and we rewind on some memorable conversations. What topics deserve more time and attention? Still time to talk on this caller-only program, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is a caller-only program. It's dedicated to you and what you want to bring to these Wisconsin conversations. Let's go to Steve in Lake Geneva with a show idea. Steve, hi.
Yes, hi there. Just like to see a program discussing the progress report on the use of natural refrigerants for heating and cooling rather than synthetic refrigerants, which are extremely toxic and have very high global warming potential compared to natural refrigerants like ammonia, carbon dioxide, and hydrocarbons like propane.
And these natural refrigerants going into things like air conditioners?
Heat pumps. We need to electrify the global economy to rapidly decarbonize, and heat pump technology can play a critical role, and the use of natural refrigerants is key to helping drive down emissions of heat-trapping greenhouse gas emissions. Yes.
Where have you been following natural refrigerants or learning more about them as we explore the show topic? Any leads for us?
Well, let's see. I believe there's been a global effort to move things in that direction. Mm-hmm. There is a real awareness about that subject.
Mm-hmm.
There are people innovating on that front.
Okay. Steve, thank you so much. Looking more closely at natural refrigerants instead of synthetic refrigerants as we power the planet. Thank you for calling in. The number to join is 800-642-1234 with your show idea. Nancy from Milwaukee called, wants to hear a program on one-term presidents and whether this structure has been considered in the Oval Office. Nancy, thanks. Steve from Wanakee called to say the morning show should have a monthly program with a political scientist. And Steve really appreciated Ed Miller, who was on yesterday to talk about Judge Janet Protasiewicz's investiture. And Steve says this information cannot be found, anywhere else. Steve, thank you so much for your appreciation of our political conversations and for saying, look, let's hear more from political scientists. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Mike in New London now. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. I appreciate you taking the call. Obviously, there isn't a more elephant in the room type topic than climate change, and it may have been covered a bit today, although I didn't listen to every minute of the show. I just feel that these other topics are tremendous, and I enjoy all your topics, but literally, when you think of the word existential, it means our continuing existence on this planet, this blue speck. So do we get some other way? And I don't know the right way to deal with speaking about climate change so both sides of the aisle can understand it and agree to do something. Mm-hmm. I know a guy named Michael Mann is a professional out east, I think, Pennsylvania,
yes.
University of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I just would love anything to crack this nut in some way.
I loved how you said our blue speck, and just trying to then contrast that with the enormity of climate change and how, what it is doing in our lives. Thank you also for the guest suggestion as well, Mike. Let's go to Jenny in Evansville now. Jenny, hi.
Hi there. I would love to hear a program about appliances and their lack of longevity. This is just something that really, really concerns me when you buy a new appliance and, you know, they're made with subpar parts, and I almost feel like intentionally they're made to not last very long. So I'm wondering what we can do as consumers to combat that and hold manufacturers more accountable.
Appreciate you calling in, Jenny, on that issue of the lack of longevity on the appliances in our lives, the tech in our lives as well. Thomas now in Iron River, Michigan. Thomas, what's on your mind?
I think a good topic might be to nonviolent communication. It's an international effort to improve communications, especially in its political climate. I think it's becoming increasingly applicable. I mean, they've done this in Israel, Palestine, and so forth, but it's all over the United States, but they're really small pockets of people who are promoting it. The late Marshall Rosenberg's nonviolent communication. And I don't, I was involved with it in another state, and I thought they were really good. We need to have some pockets of that around, I think.
How could it change Wisconsin and our nation, do you think, going through these types of nonviolent communication training?
Well, I think, yeah, nonviolent communication training. I think it could help to lower the temperature of the rhetoric that goes around, especially in political years. Seems like we have a lot of violent communication going out. People seem to prefer that to nonviolent communication. But actually, we need to, if we're going to preserve the country, we need to have people talking with each other.
We need to have people talking with each other. And Thomas, thank you for bringing that to the table here as we have conversations on the morning show looking at so many issues. Megan now in Green Bay has a show idea. Megan, hi.
Hi. I'm calling because I want to learn a little bit more about the housing market. I am on the younger end of the spectrum, and I hear so much about the housing market being so high, and I, as somebody so young, I want to own a home later in life, but it's a scary idea, and I know that house prices are so high, but I have no clue why or how to start the process. I think for people who are younger, we really need to hear from somebody we trust on.
And who can really answer so many questions for first-time home buyers as to even where to begin. Megan, is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for that suggestion. And I just also want to give a shout out to April, who called and we tried to connect, but has a solutions-oriented program suggestion about daycare deserts in Wisconsin. They're a counselor in Mauston, and the district has on-site daycare. Thank you for your show ideas, your contributions to the morning show now and in the future. And don't forget, you can still visit our program page and fill out a really quick two-question form to share more with us. You can find us at WPR.org/mornings. That's WPR.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. The Morning Show is produced by Courtney Everett, Trevor Hook, Mackenzie Crummy, Joel Patnod, Avery Rogers, and Joe Tarr. Our technical director is Trina LaSousa. Keegan Kyle is interim executive producer. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Stay tuned next for 1A.